Tom, a big thank you for joining us. And how's your mini break been? It's been 8 days or something like that. It's been a remarkable break. What's the squad been up to while we've not had any football?
Yeah, it feels like a long time since we had a game. But no, we've been training them good 3 or 4 times and working hard. So yeah, all prep for tomorrow and we're ready to go.
Now, obviously, I think the break came at the right time because obviously we've been a bit threadbare in midfield and the goalkeeper situation and that kind of thing. A lot of injuries. How's the squad shaping up going into this busy weekend?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you get a win, you want to keep the momentum going. So on that side, it was disappointing for the game to be called off against Chester. But yeah, on the other side of it, yeah, we've had a few injuries, so it's give them another week to get better. Harry Winter is having a late fitness test tomorrow, but should be available. Obviously, Lloyd, he's going to be a couple of weeks yet. And Brad, still struggling with his knee. But apart from that, we're good to go. Joe Logan's trained the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, we're ready.
I suppose you've got to be careful, though, as well, haven't you? Because, obviously, it's a quick turnaround between Leamington and Spennymoor, and you've got to make sure that the likes of Winter and Logan are fully fit before you drop them in, I suppose, for Leamington.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to rush anybody back. It can end up setting you back another couple of months. So, yeah, we'll be careful with that. If he's not ready for 90 minutes, Harry, then he'll get a place on the bench and hopefully he'll see some minutes. And same with Joel Logan as well.
And when it comes to injuries, obviously we spoke after the Altrincham match, and because of the injury situation, you brought Scott Kay back in. I know you were after Scott Kay for most of the summer, and it gave you a good opportunity to get him back in. A great performance against Altrincham, man of the match, dare I say it.
Yeah, I'd completely agree with you. He was absolutely superb. He's obviously not had a pre-season because he's been working down south, but he's one of them lads, he'll look after himself outside of football. So it was a no-brainer for me to put him in when we were struggling with the injuries. And like you say, he's had a man-of-the-match performance, so I fully expect him to keep his shirt.
So obviously going into this game against Leamington, I think we owe them one, basically, is what I'm leading towards here, because I remember interviewing you after the fixture towards the end of last season, and it just wasn't a nice afternoon at their gaff, and I think we do owe them one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, I thought we created some good stuff away last season, and we got done by a scruffy goal. I think it's deflected off him and flown in and fast slide, and nothing he could do about it. So yeah, we do. But again, you've got to just concentrate on yourselves and look at your own performances. So hopefully, we can take the Altrincham game into the Leamington game, and fingers crossed, we can carry on where we left off.
And that then leads us on to Spennymoor. And speaking of what it was like at their place last season, 4-4, have I got that right? That was a hell of an afternoon around Christmas time last year.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was in our December month, wasn't it? Where we never expected to get a point and ended up going unbeaten. So yeah, it was a good performance. But fingers crossed this time we won't let ourselves go 4-1 down, and we'll give them more of a game in the first half. We've got to learn to come out a little bit quicker. I think we've been slow starting, even in the Altrincham game, to be fair. We're giving teams a little bit too much respect, letting them control the games. And if we're going to do anything in this league, we've got to be controlling the games and taking it to them. So fingers crossed we can start with that tomorrow.
And closing thoughts, obviously, it's nice to get that win under our belts. What's the mood in the squad like now we've got that win? Now we've had a few training sessions where we can take stock and that kind of thing. How's the squad's mood now heading into September?
It's great. Obviously, after you get beat a couple of times, the mood in the camp changes a little bit. But we've got some great lads in there and some big characters. So they've all kept upbeat. And obviously, we felt like we deserved the win against Altrincham, even though they did have quite a lot of possession. We felt like it was coming and there was a different kind of feel to the night. So we've just got to keep that atmosphere going, keep the momentum going now and go take 3 points on Saturday, and fingers crossed something on Monday as well.